And welcome back to another episode of Titan Podcast. Once again, my name is Braden.
And I'm Josh.
We got a very interesting show coming up here for you. It's been a while, so we definitely want to catch up a little bit, you know, and
inform a year-long hiatus.
Yeah, we just wanted to inform all you people who really care what's been going on, you know?
What's new with you, buddy?
Oh, you know, been living my best life. Done with college now. Graduated, recently graduated. I know.
Woohoo!
Hold your virtual applause. Yeah, looking for new jobs right now in my field, out of my field, all that jazz. Got a new girlfriend, you know, living it up, living the life.
Shout out.
Shout out to the unnamed girl.
No doxing.
We're not
doxing is in the past.
we forget about it. Those were dark times.
That was last season.
This is the new season. Welcome to the new season of Titan Podcast.
The new. We're back to punchlines and politics, baby.
That's right. Actually, you know, we've decided to throw away all the juvenile, you know, just everything that's been so juvenile and youthful. You know, we're adults now. We're men. It's time to talk about real men things. What do men talk about?
Why don't I just move into me catching up on my life?
Everything's about you.
So, with me, I am still in California. I got a new job. I'm teaching now, which is really weird. Did not think that was something I was going to do. Still married, obviously. And, you know.
That's not obvious anymore in this day and age.
Anyway, we're just kind of, you know, we're living out here in California. We've been to Disney a bunch of times. Got to tour the Warner Studios, which is actually really cool. I think we've been there 3 times now. And we've gotten to see a bunch of really cool stuff. One of the highlights for me, and I know I sent pictures to Braden of this, was like the actual car from that new Batman movie.
Yeah, man.
And like the suit and stuff. It was really sick. But, well, they're probably bored to tears thinking about, you know, what we've been up to. So let's just move into the next part.
Bored to tears. If we're putting anyone to tears, that's a I don't know. Is that a plus?
I think it's a bonus.
Is that a bonus?
Weaponized podcasting.
If we're making people feel anything, then that's a good thing.
So, in other news, some of the other weird stuff that's happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my word! What is that? You good? Did you just die?
What?
There's just suddenly like crazy feedback from your end.
I'm not even talking.
Anyway, other news and crazy stuff that's happened this year. There's like a full-on war happening again. You know, every time this podcast restarts, it's right after a war started.
Or something tragic. Has to
I don't know if you remember, but our last resurgence happened right after Russia invaded Ukraine.
That was really interesting. And now this is right after the Hamas and the Israelis.
So maybe war plays a part in our podcast.
You know, in a way, it brings us together.
We did start as a political talk show, so who knows?
We're into ending wars as well as starting them.
We advocate for wars to stop. You can quote us on that.
But wars have to start in order to stop. So,
one person who follows us on Twitter can retweet that we said that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we have a Twitter. That's been.
Speaking of Twitter, Twitter sold.
That's crazy. That Elon Musk
$44 billion, and now it's worth like half or less than that.
I mean, who cares? What is it called? X now? X?
X? Threads? I don't remember.
So what do you call a tweet now? Like, what is it?
It went from being like stupidest tweets, which is a great thing, to like stupidest X's.
Stupid as ex, I guess. Is that what
that
it
just
is?
Sounds like you're making fun of like your old like relationships.
Yeah, that doesn't. That's not unique, Elon.
Yeah, dummy. What are you, some kind of billionaire idiot?
I wish I had money.
I know. I could do so much with $1 billion.
Like what? What would you do with $1 billion, Josh?
Dude, the first thing I would do with $1 billion is pay off all of my family and friends' debt.
Nah, screw that. First thing I do with $1 billion, I buy a smoothie machine.
Actually, the first thing I do with $1 billion. Actually, we should make this a segment. The first thing that you would do if you received the $44 billion that Elon sent to Twitter instead. If you got $44 billion, go.
If I was Twitter and I got $44 billion.
Yeah.
First of all, the very first thing that I would do is I would go buy myself some waffles.
Interesting.
Because you can't really be making really big money decisions with on an empty stomach. Like you need to have some kind of sustenance. And I would choose waffles.
You know, as right as you are with your point, I'm just wondering why you would choose waffle over the clearly superior pancake, but that's another conversation.
Oh, no. Yeah, pancakes are superior to waffles. They absolutely are. But, you know, it just
Waffle felt House is the best place to make decisions, though, so I get it. You're right.
It's a waffle moment, and Waffle House, it is. It's when you're in the Waffle House bathroom that you make the best decisions of your life.
Anyway.
What would you do?
So after you had your waffles, though, what's your big purchase?
My big purchase? Well, honestly, I'd probably buy, like, the most expensive car that I could.
Yeah? You a car guy?
Not even really. Like, I need a new car, so.
That's fair.
What better to celebrate me being rich is getting something I absolutely need, but, like, something that is really, like, irresponsible to purchase. Like a gold-plated Lamborghini. That sounds cool.
I honestly thought you were going to be like, and to celebrate getting the new car, go back and get more waffles.
On my way to buy a new car, I buy some waffles.
Frozen Echoes. And I heat them up on my gold Lamborghini.
I go to Giant. I get some Eggo waffles. What are you going to do?
Why are you going to Giant? You could go to like Erewhon now in LA and afford it.
I don't know, because Giant seems easier.
That's fair. I guess you don't live in California.
Giant Direct, because you don't even have to get out of your car. You just drive up to Giant, go to one of the green spaces, park there, you go to your phone, go to your mobile app, your Giant mobile app, and
you're giving them free promo. FCC, come get your man.
Think about all the time you save with Giant Direct. Giant Direct. Get it, or else. I don't know.
Or else.
Giant's watching.
They're always watching. Mm-hmm. All right. I think if I got it, my first actual purchase would probably be a house, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I would just buy it outright.
Okay. So we're on a similar track. Like you bought a house, I bought a really expensive car.
The house would be ridiculously expensive and so extravagant and unnecessary.
And you would pay cash.
Oh, I would do it in a duffel bag.
I'd actually put all my hundreds in a Pokemon binder. I'd hand them a binder of Pokemon. They think it's a Pokemon card binder, but then they open it up and oh no, he's paying us.
Oh, it's $1 million.
Oh, that's right.
You would be hilarious to turn into like a Mr. Beast philanthropist with like that money and just fill those collapsible Pokeballs with them and just throw them at people. Just throw it at them and they open it up.
Oh, never mind. It's like $2 million.
It's like $1,000 and stuffed in a Pokeball.
How dare you? Oh, never mind.
Oh, thank you. Just airdrop them from a plane.
You're rich.
Poverty, I choose you. Brayden, I'll let you introduce it because this was your game. Because I don't know if you remember, but a year ago you won my game. So now it's your turn.
It's my turn now. Okay. Okay, yeah. All right, y'all. Give me 1 second. I'm going to eat this Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. We're not doing anything.
So now to get into the meat and potatoes of this episode, we've got a little bit of a, not really a game show, but what we decided to do, since I was the clear-cut winner of Josh's game show about a year ago when we last spoke, I've decided that we're going to do a kind of a similar thing to what, like, if you're familiar with SNL, like sometimes they'll do, like, they'll have the little news, whatever. I can't even remember what it's called. But anyways, they do jokes for each other. They, like, write jokes for each other for Christmas. So in the spirit of the new year, Josh and I have written jokes for each other, and we're going to read them. We have not seen these jokes before at all. These are brand spanking new.
Just to tell you, it's Michael Che and Colin Jost on the SNL, like, news portion of the show.
Don't correct me.
Sorry.
All right, so like I said, we're seeing these for the first time. Josh doesn't know what I've written for him. I don't know what Josh has written for me. But we're actually going to send each other our jokes for us to tell right now.
Okay. I've got his first one. You want me to go ahead and read it?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Can you still hear me? I'm just making sure.
Oh, I sure can, buddy.
All right. Number one. A Rhode Island animal shelter is offering jilted lovers and ex-friends the opportunity to have the target of their scorn's name buried in kitty litter for Valentine's Day. Tune in next week when Josh buries Braden's parents' unsigned divorce papers in Guy Fieri's cat litter box.
You know, that's got to be rancid kitty litter. That's bad.
That cat is just pooping pure barbecue sauce.
It's just hot sauce. It's just the entire kitty litter is just bright red.
Okay, here's near number one.
Welcome to Flavortown. All right. Oh, man. All right. Number one. Here we go. With the mid-season point here in the NBA, there is only three things that will happen in life for sure. Death, taxes, and the Sixers never leaving the second round. Thank God that I myself am a Celtics fan and would never be caught dead in a Sixers uniform. Bro, why'd you
wow, man.
Why'd you make
I can't believe that you're so anti-Sixers. That shocks me, being from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area.
You're a turd. Read the next one. Read my next joke.
All right. Chicago's famous rat hole, a rodent-shaped indentation in the concrete sidewalk, was filled by an unknown person, leading fans to attempt to exhume the landmark. These fans of the landmark have contacted Josh to remake the same indentation, citing his ratty figure as the true originator of the hole.
Wow.
Dang, that's really good. The rat hole.
That's your hometown right there, man. You hailed from there.
Citing his ratty figure. All right, here you go. Here's number two.
All right. Oh, gosh, no. I read the first line. I don't want to read this. Okay. All right. The Dallas Cowboys football team, in case there was any, you know, if there was any doubt that the Dallas Cowboys is indeed a football team or any confusion there. The Dallas Cowboys football team was incredible this year, but it makes me sad knowing that they left the playoffs too early. This really had the chance to be their year, and they deserve a Super Bowl shot.
Man, I didn't know that you were such a Celtics Cowboys fan, man.
Why are you doing this to me?
I can't believe that's on the record for everyone to know for the rest of time.
We took two very different approaches to this.
Oh, mine get worse from here. Don't worry.
Oh, you don't even know the half of it.
All right, you ready for number three?
Yep.
All right, zoos in New York and Texas are offering the love-struck and love-worn the opportunity to buy some unusual Valentine's Day gifts, such as the naming rights for cockroaches and candles made from hippo poop.
Wow.
Much like a line for the newest iPhone, Josh has been spotted tending outside the zoos in anticipation for the launch, so he can surprise his wife with what Josh insists are the greatest gift a husband can give.
What are you doing with all, dude? What are you doing? The hippo poop? Come on, man.
Oh man, you're right. I can't believe
like a line for the newest iPhone, dude. That's crazy. Who else is lining up?
I think it's just a bunch of tents that I set up.
Is it just you're just switching a tent each day?
Well, I just put a bunch of tents so I could be first through 10 in line. You know,
that's true. And you keep moving between them every day until the launch. Like it's like, well, oh, it's a moving day.
I wouldn't have to do it if they didn't limit it to one purchase per customer. You know,
one poop camel. Come on.
All right, here's your number three.
Can't wait. All right, number three. With as many iterations of Batman that have come out, I just wanted to settle the debate. Now, obviously, Christopher Nolan completely failed creating the Dark Knight series, and the new Batman was near unwatchable. But man, the Ben Affleck Batman was just peak cinema. No questions or points needed.
Man, that shocks me. You seem like such a big Christopher Nolan fan.
I sure do love those Ben Affleck Batman movies. All right, go take your next one. Go take your lumps.
A malfunction on Spice Jet, flight across India caused the passenger to be trapped in the bathroom for over an hour. When he asked to take a post-flight survey about his flight, the man stated that his flight was crap. You know what, Brayden? You know what? That is quite literally a great pun. I'll give it to you. I like that one a lot.
I hate you.
All right, you ready for your number four?
I guess.
This is probably the meanest one I wrote.
Yeah, let's see it. Definitely. All right. A New York deli has been shut down by the health department for having large amounts of E. coli in their produce and cheeses. It's being called the second largest mistake ever made in America, right after my birth. That's number one. Well, at least it wasn't as bad as Brayden, you know.
At least it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
The second largest mistake, definitely not the 2008 recession.
No, that was fine.
You know.
All right. Should I read your number five?
Jeez. All right. Yeah, this one's a long one, but I am very proud of it.
All right. Let me make sure we're still recording. Yeah, we're good. All right. Police in Alabama say a man crashed his car outside a Bass Pro Shop in Alabama, stripped down completely naked, and then plunged into the giant aquarium inside the store. Sorry. In other news, Josh was recently arrested at a Bass Pro Shop in Alabama for allegedly selling a man military-grade hallucinogens, forcing him to take 7 of them, and then chugging 7 cans of Four Loko, and putting him in the front wheel of a PT Cruiser. The correlation between these two events are being further investigated. You've got quite the imagination. That definitely didn't happen. I'm not at all on the run from the law in Alabama. No, not at
definitely
all.
You definitely didn't sell military-grade hallucinogens to a homeless man.
How would I even get military grade hallucinogens?
I don't know. But that PT Cruiser must have been freaking flames.
All right, here's your next one. Well, can't I mean, wait, this is not one either. So I don't know what you're about to say at all, actually.
Right. Yeah, because this is my joke.
Yeah, this is your joke.
This is not something Josh wrote. This is just something I was thinking of. Jeez, you're terrible. Your spelling is horrible.
What are you talking about? I didn't tell you.
So here we go. Have you heard of the ship of Theseus? It's a thought experiment. Shut up! It's a thought experiment saying that if you had a ship and slowly, due to damage or aging, you had to replace boards and parts of the ship one by one until the entire ship has been replaced, is it still the same ship? Well, look at it this way. Every 7 years, a body is completely shed its cells from the tiniest atom to the biggest organ. Does that mean that 7 years from the first year I met Josh, will I be the same Brayden or a different one from the guy who lost to Josh 11-9 in basketball after starting at 0-9? Just something to think about.
Man, I didn't know you had such deep thoughts like that. That's really interesting, man. What do you think? Do you think you're still the same Braden?
I'm still the same Braden that will shove his entire fist up your butt.
Come on, that was so good.
That was funny.
I was so proud of that one.
I'm sure you were.
I woke up in a cold sweat at like 2 in the morning and wrote that down.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Great. That's gold.
Okay. All right. All right. All fun. That was just jokes that we wrote for each other.
Exactly.
Dude, I loved that. That was such a good idea.
Right? Those were funny. Those were funny.
No, you killed it with that idea. So the last thing we wanted to do on our big relaunch episode is we created what we like to call Titan Oscars. Mm-hmm. And these Titan Oscars are going to represent 4 categories that we decided would be good ones to wrap up 2023, moving into 2024. So I have the honor of giving our first category. And this is for the Titan Oscar for the dumbest thing of the year.
Mm.
The nominees. The Tesla Cybertruck.
That's a good one.
NFTs.
Yep, that's pretty good.
And breakfast flavored ramen.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Breakfast flavored only in California, man.
And the winner of the 2023 Dumbest Thing Titan Oscar.
Drum roll.
The Cybertruck.
Is terrible.
Congratulations. What a great victory they've won. I mean, terrible product, but what a great victory that they've won today.
I'm sure this is their second win of the...
This is their second time being nominated for an Oscar for the same product.
This is the second time winning for the same thing.
Imagine holding an expo for your car, saying the windows were bulletproof, throwing a rock at it, and it shatters on live television.
That was so gold. That was so funny.
Why don't you give your first category?
All right, everyone. My first category is worst or dumbest headlines. Our nominees are, let me just see here. All right. Australian woman wins world's ugliest lawn competition.
I mean, yay. Congratulations.
Indian man. All right. Here's the second one. Indian man punches punching bag for 55 hours and 15 minutes.
No context, just punches it.
And last but not least, MRI machine causes Wisconsin woman's gun to fire, shooting her in their buttocks. And the unequivocal winner is MRI machine causes Wisconsin woman to fire her gun.
Oh my word, congratulations. Wisconsin woman, I hope you're feeling better.
This is so funny. All right, so the actual, like, the article is a newly filed report by the Food and Drug Administration described dude, you know it's bad when the FDA is like, I guess we gotta do something about this.
How in the world did that fall in the FDA's jurisdiction?
I have no idea, but it's hilarious either way. All right, it describes an incident in a Wisconsin hospital where a woman was shot in the buttocks after bringing a gun into a room with an MRI machine. According to the FDA, the 57-year-old woman – this woman was 57!
Oh, no.
And she brought a concealed handgun into the room. The gun was attracted to the magnet of the MRI and fired a single round, which hit her in the right buttocks. Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, yeah, there you go. That's the winner.
I hope she's okay.
She probably is fine. She was at a hospital, so, you know, that's a plus.
Well, and our next nominee. Oh, that's true. Wait, I just thought about that. She was already in a hospital. What a great place to get shot.
Dude, facts. I want to get shot. If I have to get shot anywhere, I'd like to get shot in a hospital.
Our next Titan Oscar category is for the stupidest person of 2023. All right, nominee number one, Crypto Bros. During 2023, Crypto Bros suffered unparalleled loss when the NFT market inevitably and obviously crashed so hard that everyone lost in the entire market about $2 trillion. Nominee sad. Number two, me, for moving to California. And nominee number three, the strongest member of this category, Elon Musk, for buying Twitter for $44 billion and having it being worth, and this is fat checked, $8 billion now, which means that not only did he fail, but he net lost $36 billion.
This dude ain't missing around.
And the winner of the stupidest person 2023 Titan Oscar, Crypto Bros.
Yup.
Congratulations on losing $2 trillion after telling everyone it was going to be perfectly fine.
I'm surprised it wasn't you who won, honestly. You got gypped.
I did. I got snubbed. But you the committee's this. Right. Who would have thought that pictures of apes sold as a JPEG would crash one day? You know, who would have thought?
I don't know.
Who would have guessed?
That whole thing reminded me of that video, that British guy who was like, list of people I hate. You. Myself. Simon Cowell.
Sorry, why don't you finish this off?
All right. So this last Oscar that we're giving out, last Titan Oscar, is going to be stupidest tweet. Now, normally speaking, there would only be three nominations and then one winner. However, some of these are so good that I need to do more than just – it's going to be more than just three. I found some really good ones. Oh, all right, number one. And this was Honey Bun at Long Term Stuff. So if you want to check their page out, go for it. Anyways, their tweet is just a posted picture of them searching in the search bar of WebMD. Can't stop thinking of her, plus diarrhea. Which goes, there was zero results for that those symptoms.
That's so good.
Unfortunately, there were zero results.
Oh man, that's an incurable disease right there.
It is. It is. Can't stop thinking of her plus diarrhea.
Strong contender.
All right, coming in at number two, we've got Will Sennett. Opened a Pop-Tart, and there was three in there. Started to celebrate, but then remembered how bad everything is. Now I'm just sort of driving around.
Oh, man, he is down bad.
He's really down. Dude, if three Pop-Tarts in a pack doesn't make it, like, put a smile on your face, I don't know what would.
Nothing could at that point.
Nothing can. Right. Number three, Pavlog's Hog says, may have overestimated how online this person was. This is a conversation over Hinge. Someone's responding to a prompt saying, my most irrational fear is ET. And the person responding to this prompt says, me and my friends would have killed ET with hammers. I can tell you that much.
Oh man, E.T. would not have survived this generation of kids.
No, they wouldn't. I can tell you that much.
All strong contenders so far.
I think is really funny. So this is an exchange. This is an exchange of two different tweeters, if you will. So first is this person named Bill Elmore. She said, "The reason my coworker told me to change my flight." Well, she took the same flight on 9/10, obviously referring to 9/11, and the commute from San Francisco to Mountain View would make me late for my meeting, whereas traveling from San Jose to Mountain View would be faster in the morning on 9/11. So someone responded to this saying, she saved your life with advice, which you followed. Whatever happened to your coworker? Which Bill replies, sad to say, I ultimately had to fire her for poor performance. It was difficult.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
Dude, this girl saves him from 9/11 and he fires her for poor performance.
That's so savage. Oh my word. That's so mean.
Bill, get a load of Bill Elmore here.
What an absolute killer. Oh my god.
Last but not least, people, all right, this is said by Pearl on January 15th, 2023. People who are still tweeting about going out to bars, do you not realize you're telling everyone that you support fascism? Or do you just not care?
Cool.
So anyways, our winner, in my opinion, I think this one's the best one. It's going to be a honey bunny. Can't stop thinking of her plus diarrhea on WebMD.
And you know what? I'd like to give a special shout out to the guy who got 3 Pop-Tarts. I'm thinking about you, man.
We're all thinking about you. You're in our heart. You were runner-up.
You had a great run this year. You just, you know, you didn't make it to the end, and that's okay. You know,
you just fell short. You know, you can't blame yourself. You played a heck of a game.
Nothing to be ashamed of there. You performed excellent.
You know.
Just like the Sixers did when they lost to Kawhi Leonard in 2019. You had a great run. You just couldn't make it all the way. Right, Brayden, as a Celtics fan, you're aware of that game.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you betcha. Yeah. Love those green guys.
Yeah, you can say it. Say I love the Celtics.
The green dudes, they're pretty they're gnarly.
Well, thank you everyone. I hope you guys had fun. We wanted to come up with a few good ideas. Great. I loved your joke idea. I thought that was hilarious.
Thanks, man.
The Titan Oscars was something we just came up with too. You know, all in all, pretty good episode, I would say.
I would say so too. It's one of our, I think it's definitely more like comedic episodes.
That is, yeah. I definitely think it was probably one of our funniest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Except definitely. For that one unreleased one.
That, oh, man. Yeah.
We can if never release this, knew. But it's so good.
If only they knew.
But, well, thank you guys for listening. We hopefully will do this. I know we keep saying that every time we make an episode.
But you know what? We're getting closer and closer.
We promise not to wait a year before doing another episode. How about that? Technology
is bringing friends together, guys.
We'll start with a small promise of promising to do more than one this year.
It's a big promise, actually. That's a big one.
That's intense, but let us know if there's any games you want to play. I mean, we've only ever had one person DM us, but, you know, you could be number 2. That's a real thing.
Number 2 is a real thing. It could be you.
It could be. Did I win, I guess? Who won the joke contest part?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll just say I won. I'll come up with the game next time.
Yeah, I think, yeah, let's say you won. You won.
My last joke was pretty killer.
That one was funny.
The ship of Theseus.
Is Brandon a brand new person?
It's been 7 years, or a little over 7 years, since you and I became friends. Are you still the same Brayden who got beat?
Sheesh. Oh, no. I guess, yeah.
But, all right. Well, we'll see you next time. Thank you again for tuning in. You can follow us, I guess. You can hit the bell notification, so every once a year when we post something, you'll know.
It's like a surprise. Like, if you get it, like, you're like, oh, look at that.
Oh, look at that. They don't spend 30 minutes thinking, wow, these people are really dumb.
Yeah.
But, well, we will see you guys next time, hopefully. And thank you.
Yep. Thanks for listening, guys.